We're going to learn Kitzur. Anybody for Kitzur? Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Monday night, or Lehei Teves. We're going to start again Hilcha Shabbos. We'll go quickly, I don't know how quickly. We'll start from the beginning of Siman Ayin Beis. Shabbos Kodesh, Yuvo Osa Godol, Vahak Bris. Shenosu lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lodas Ki B'sheis Yisyomim Osa Hashem Es HaShemayim V'Sa'aretz V'chol Asher Bohem. Right? Hashem created. Creation didn't spring out of, didn't always exist. There's a creator. That's the main message of Shabbos, is that Hashem is the creator. The secondary message is that Hashem constantly watches over the world and is always involved in the world. And then there's another message by the Mon of Bitachon. But the main message of Shabbos is that Hashem created the world. And once Hashem created the world, He's the master of the world. And once He's the master of the world, everything else falls into place. He's the master of the world, and He tells you how to live your life, and He created the world for a purpose. See, once you decide that Hashem created the world, then you're going to, a logical person will ask himself, well, what for? He must have had a purpose. He's an intelligent being. He didn't do something without a purpose. So what's the purpose of the creation of the world? And then everything follows him. Matan Torah, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kal Yisrael, etc. So Shabbos is it. And if all Shabbos is chont and sleeping, that's not so good. L'daski b'sheish yisyonim asa Hashem asa shamayim v'sa'oretz v'kol asher bohem v'shavos b'yom hashvi'i. So why is that important? The important thing is that He created the world. That's the important thing. The world wasn't always. He actively created the world. So He stopped on Shabbos. That means it's not an automatic process. It's something Hashem did. It's not so simple when you talk about Hashem to talk such a language. But it's something Hashem did, and He sees doing it on Shabbos. V'yisod emunah, that's like it. That's the building block of emunah. V'amar Rabbi Seinu Zal, therefore, Rabbi Seinu said, Shkula Shabbos k'chol ha-mitzvos, k'chol ha-mishamres ha-shabbos k'chol chaso, k'chol ha-mekayim k'chol ha-torah kula, b'chol ha-mechalas ha-shabbos k'chol ha-kofa b'chol ha-torah kula. That's why we have the din, the very severe din, that a mechal Shabbos many times has a din like an Ovid Avodah Zorah, and you can eat from his shechita, and it's very... He has a very severe halachic status because Shabbos is mamish it. Chenu Omer be'Ezra, that's we call it Ezra, but we know it as Nehemiah, the book of Nehemiah. Balhar Sinai Yeradito, Latitin Lamcha Torah Umitzvis, the Shabbos Kotchecha Hodat Elohim, as if that's equal to Torah Umitzvis. Siv Beis, B'chol HaMachal is a Shabbos B'Farhesya, if you publicly desecrate the Shabbos, Hareo Kovi K'chob M'chol Dvorav, you have the halachic status of a Goy. Of course it's talking about you know what you're doing, you know it's Osir. In Nogea B'Yayin, if he touches wine, Osro, the wine becomes forbidden. V'apashu U'olfe Havi K'mo Pasakum, V'natavshol Shumavashol Havi K'vi Shule Yakum. What's Paresia? As b'fnei asoro mi Yisrael. The lav davka shows to b'fnei a mamish. It's not mamish in your face, but they know about it. He's not embarrassed. Elo sheyoydin b'ho aveira. Tochi muchach b'shas u'poiskim gabi b'ho esther paresia hava. So it doesn't mean she was nivol tachashverish in front of people. It means everybody knew about it. So that's called b'faresia. You know, if you have somebody in the street, your neighbor, Mr. Smith, he said, yeah, he's on Shabbos. In front of me, yeah, no, he goes in his car, he's always, like, I don't know, he's coming, he's going, like, there's no sign of Shabbos there. So that's called the fasting. Because of Aprima Godim, Yeridea Simin Beis, if they das, if cotton Yud Zion, Pirsum Havi Asorim Yisrael, O Sheyeda Sheyisparsein, that's where the Ashtikal Bigger Chiddush. He does it in a way that logically people will find out about it. L'fikach m'shabeach hanovi v'oimer rashi enosh yaseh zos uven adam yachzik bo shomer Shabbos mechalalo v'chol ha-shomer Shabbos k'lchoso u'mechabdo u'ma'ango k'fikocho. You buy good food, you're supposed to enjoy Shabbos. There's a mitzvah to enjoy Shabbos. You mechabed Shabbos. U'ma'ango means you enjoy yourself on Shabbos. You look forward to Shabbos, you enjoy Shabbos. Gam kein mufurish al pi anovi schoru gam bolam hazeh chutz min asocha harav at sofa molam abo shenemer im toshim ishabas raglecha. If you refrain from walking where you're not supposed to walk Shabbos, and maybe out of the tchum, walking to do a malacha, asos chafetzach b'yom kotshi, because of the Shabbos oneg, l'kdosh Hashem b'chubad, y'mechabit, that's kavod, that's a mitzvah midivrei neviim, y'mechabit Shabbos, u'mechabit Shabbos with nice clothing, u'mechabit Shabbos with set the table, your house is clean, the neiros, that's kibud, and then oneg is you enjoy Shabbos, good food, you relax. V'chibadet ol me'asos t'rochecha, you're not busy with your work. Mimitzochefzcha v'daber dovor, you're not busy talking about all different things that you talk about during the week. So then the schari is os t'sanagal Hashem, v'rkalticha b'mazayoretz, la'achalticha nachas Yaakov avicha, kifi Hashem diber. Because Shabbos is like really, really important. What do you mean Zohar, remember? So really there's one basic shot that it means making Kiddush, but there's another biur sheyizkor b'chol yom v'yom is yom HaShabbos l'kacho, that you should remember Shabbos every day. Now how do you do that? So his first biur is what Beishamai did, shemizdami lo dvar machol choshev, that you can't get so often. They made checkerboard cake in Brooklyn Bake Shop. They don't do that too often anymore. Not even seven layer cake. Fudaber shena miskalkel, doesn't get spoiled. If it gets spoiled, there's no point. You're not being frum. You're being stupid. Yikneil lekavet Shabbos. That's you buy lekavet Shabbos and put it away. Say, ooh, that's special. I'll save it for Shabbos. Okay, that's one way of remembering the Shabbos every day. Ube'erev Shabbos, on Friday, mitzvah sheyashkim b'boker liknos sarchei Shabbos. Okay, our shopping habits are usually different. We don't wait till Friday to go shopping, or at least most people don't. But the idea is you wake up and you start getting ready for Shabbos. V'yochol liknos kam kodem atfilo. The Mishnah Berurah says only if you can't do it afterwards. Not mama's giving carte blanche to go crazy, but it means if you can't do it afterwards, you do it before. V'tov yoser liknos ber of Shabbos l'kvoid Shabbos miliknos biyom hay. Why? Again, we don't do this, or we ignore it, or at least most people do. Again, it's because of our shopping habits, the way we have our store structured. The reason it's more of a mitzvah Friday than Thursday is not like objectively there's something special about Friday. It just means it's more nikar than it's l'kavod Shabbos. You're being mechabed Shabbos, so the more nikar it is that you're being mechabed Shabbos, the better it is. So it's more nikar if you shop on Friday than if you shop on Thursday. So, I don't know, I always felt, you know, so if the shopping habits of people are to shop on Thursday, but everybody knows it's for Shabbos. So then, I don't think that this is something that should worry people we're not doing. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it would be better if we could maneuver our lives to go shopping on Friday.
Why should it matter if you have the kavana that you're shopping on Thursday or even Wednesday for Shabbos?
Because it's nikar. Because there's more kavod if something's clear and obvious. If I'm just being mechabed Shabbos in my mind, that's not such a big kavod. It is for me, but other people are not seeing it. It's a much bigger kavod if other people experience also the respect that you're giving. But he says himself here, achdover shetzorech hachono, if you have to prepare, like meat, you know, whatever, yikne biyomei. So what are you going to do? You better buy it on Thursday because you don't want to run out of time Friday. V'akoldover shuhukone, you hear? Yoyim alakuv et Shabbos. That people do. Bitakonos Ezra was misakin, you should do laundry on Thursday. Again, there's a whole shaila nowadays where you throw clothing into a machine and you press a button. But you know, it's still an ASIC laundry. And I think it's still worthwhile to follow Ezra's takona, not to start with laundry on Friday. Laundry's for Thursday. So Takana says that laundry is for Thursday, not for Friday. Shabbos, that's his Takana. is takana is twofold. Have clean clothes for Shabbos. Make sure you launder your clothing and have clean clothes, dry clean them, whatever. And don't do it on Friday. You have plenty of other things to do on Friday. Don't start with the laundry and the dry cleaning. So again, you're supposed to do the best you can. We're learning from the sheep, from the kitzah. Supposed to wake up early Friday morning and start preparing for Shabbos, and these other things do before Shabbos, even shopping. Shopping of things that need hachana. But you know, his hachana is meat, because you have to salt the meat. I don't know that too many people salting meat. But again, the lifestyle we have, I don't see. I would advise against going shopping on Friday, unless you just got married and you have a makolet right next door. What? If you just got married and you have a makolet right next door, you can shop on Friday. My wife used to bake challahs on Thursday, or used to bake challahs for many weeks, and I put it in the freezer. But then she, we were learning this a lot, because she started baking challahs on Friday. If you can, you can. If you can't, you can't. So we'll do that. We're learning.